Hey,
sweat.
A win is a win. It could never be more true than where they're at right now with now 5 games to go. Because there was nothing in the game from an offensive perspective that made you feel any better. No, nothing. In fact,
what do you mean? The one run they managed to get in 10 innings, or the twice they leave the bases loaded, or the 3 times in 5 innings they left at least 2 men on base? That,
yes. Oh, okay. There was the air in the 10th inning. A win is a win, and it was such a frustrating game to
watch. That game was pissing me off so bad. It was putting me in a bad mood last night because I felt like it was a playoff game, as I told you. And, like, if that's how a playoff game would go, I mean, they had me standing up in my living room multiple times. I haven't done that for a Royals game all year, Gold, because, you know, it's just a regular season game. I wasn't trying to treat it that way. Boy, did I feel different in the 9th, 8th, 10th inning of that game where you're, like, actively getting frustrated. Look, at the end, I got the joy, the happiness. But, I mean, yeah, the game did not go offensively the way we wanted. But I will just take the damn win.
Yeah, you have to.
I could come in here today, and I could knock the way they did things offensively, and I could be like, well, that can't work for the final 5 games. But what they needed more than anything, more than they needed 10 runs in a game, was to just feel like they could win again. And I thought, like, 8 different times in that game they were going to lose. And then they didn't. So, okay, problem solved.
Just find a way to, you know, basically, like, if they are kind of like playoff games, essentially survive in advance. And that's what the Royals did. And they improved their situation in a big way. They get the win. The Mariners lose. The Twins lose. So you got a 2-game lead without the tiebreaker over the Twins. You have a 2.5-game lead plus a tiebreaker over Seattle. And it's gotten really simple with the math. I mean, we can even figure this out. All jokes aside from earlier in the year when we were talking about games above
Magic
500 and everything. The scenarios are simple. You go 5-0 in the final 5, you're in the playoffs. You go 4-1 the rest of the way, you're in the playoffs. Jake Eisenberg just put this out. I appreciate from the Royals. They go 3-2, Minnesota would then need to go 5-0. I'm sorry. If the Royals go 2-3 in these final 5, Minnesota would have to go 4-1. If the Royals went 1-4 in these final 5, Minnesota would need to go 3-2. Seattle would need to go 4-0. And if the Royals went winless and didn't win again the rest of the regular season, 0-5, the Twins would still need to go 2-3. Seattle would need to go 3-1. Much better spot today. Think about that. The Royals could go.
What a shift. Because if they had lost, those numbers look dramatically differently.
The Royals could go 2-3 the final 5, and the Twins still have to go 4-1.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. I'll say this. I'm probably personally not going to make the same mistake I made, I guess, 8 days ago when I told you the Royals are without a question in the playoffs. Do the math. And then they went on and lost 7 games in a row. And I'm like, okay, so the math's a little bit harder than what we thought before. But that at least includes it. Now, look, Jake did say that those hypotheticals don't include 3- or 4-way tie scenarios and a million other things that could still take place that I don't think will. But for the most part, the Royals are once again in control of their own destiny like they were yesterday. But now their destiny is much more clear. Yesterday, they were facing down the barrel of, for the first time in, I think, months. Had they lost that game and the Twins won, they would have no longer been in a playoff spot or controlled their own destiny. They would have been on the opposite side of this same damn conversation we're having about the other teams. And yeah, it wasn't pretty. Although I'll say, like, the easy thing to be would be to be like, I can't believe they couldn't score. They had the bases loaded with nobody out in the first. Gurriel, of course, lines out on an absolutely scorched baseball that eventually leads to a double play, and then they get out. They get a base loaded again in the third, and Salvi throws away in a bat. It doesn't matter. Just, like, couldn't get a run. Can we, on the opposite end, talk about how impressive of a pitching performance that was from the Royals yesterday? Cole Reagans goes 6 shutout innings when they desperately need it. In comes Bubich, no problem. In comes Long, no problem. In comes Angel Zerpa, no problem. And then Lucas Damirsek, with a guy starting on second base, gets the job done. Okay, I mean, most impressive pitching performance all season from the Royals. Went to the bullpen arms they trust, and then one maybe they don't in Zerpa, and got the whole damn thing done. So that one error in Bobby Wood Jr., you know, making a guy double clutch a baseball, allows a runner to come home to get the win, fine by me. I mean, fine,
for sure. And Cole Reagan's, like, I know the final stat line is fine, but in general, he that was not his best stuff either whatsoever.
No, he several walks again, had to kind of fight through it a little.
He still ends up, though, not giving up a single run. And ultimately, I think you saw the bullpen. I think people at the time were freaking out with Zerpa getting in before Urseg or whatever. But it worked out, and there's only five games left. So to me, there's no reason for anybody to try to overanalyze that particular decision when it's this many games left and few games, I should say, left. But also on top of it, Cody, I think they really wanted Urseg, knowing that if it goes to extras at that point, there's already the ghost runner there or the runner on second. And so he's
the
one
guy. He can get the strikeout to strand a guy.
Yeah, we have seen there's very few guys that you can trust in the bullpen anyway, but let alone when there's already a runner on to get out of a jam, because you're already kind of creating yourself a jam by having a runner on second with nobody out as we get an extra inning. So it wasn't pretty, but damn it, a win is a win, man. A win is a win, and they are sitting in a much better spot. And listen to Bobby Wood Jr. with Joel Goldberg last night on Bally. I thought this was terrific. And you know a player's locked in to begin with during this stretch. But I'm talking about the game is over. It'd be very easy for Bobby to automatically just be loose in the postgame. You want to talk about a player that is locked in. His whole entire postgame interview,
he man only cares about winning.
Locked in. You know, Joel was trying to ask him about like MVP stuff. And just listen to Bobby, how locked in he was last night after the win.
Yeah, pitching staff, bullpen, they kept us in this game. We're grinding out there at the plate. This is the start of something special right here, right now, and we're just going to build off this and keep going forward.
It's not for lack of effort. Maybe sometimes human nature, you just try a little bit too hard too. How did you keep on grinding, not just over the last week, but tonight? Big opportunity in the first inning. It didn't work out. How are you guys able to keep pushing?
We're just trying to just go out there and just play the game. You know, we're not trying to, we can't play to lose. We can't try to play to win. We just got to go out there and play the game and enjoy every moment of it. And just really just, like you said, grind it out. And so we were in a little skid there, but one of these games like this is something special. So this is what we're going to try to keep doing. Keep build off this, celebrate it, enjoy it, and then move on to tomorrow.
We're on the road. There were MVP chants going in the midst of the hearts pounding. This feels like playoff baseball. What do you think?
Yeah, it's the start of something special. Like I said earlier, just we needed this, and we're going to enjoy it and then focus on tomorrow.
There go the MVP chants. Before we let you go, you're so locked in. All these guys are locked in. What can you say about this group? It seems like every time you've had adversity, you've been able to bounce back.
Yeah, we got a special group in there, and a lot of people are out there doubting us that we shouldn't be in this situation, and so we didn't come this far just to come this far. We're just going to keep competing and keep enjoying these moments like this.
Yeah, you knew that line was going to stick the minute he said it. We didn't come this far just to come this far. And I know our friends over at Ray Gun already have a t-shirt out this morning.
Yeah, so I might have sent them a text last night. I said, look, I'd like this t-shirt, and can you make it so that I can have it?
Yeah, they won't be the only ones, I don't think, with that t-shirt. That's one of those things that's going to stick. Especially if
we didn't come this far just to come this far is a pretty badass thing to say when your team's barreling towards the playoffs when nobody thought you had a chance to do it this year. The difference in attitude from how we had to walk in yesterday to talk about the Royals versus today, Gold, infinitely better. But Bobby Wood Jr. is a huge reason. I think part of the reason they were willing to pay Bobby, but also we have to thank Bobby for why we're here, is not just his play. I think the reason why they went out and spent money and made a point to win this year is because they couldn't look hollow on their promise immediately to Bobby Witt Jr., a player who they told, we're going to pay you all this money. We know the most important thing on the planet to you is winning. Bobby, I swear to you, we're going to win. And so they went after Waka. They went after Lugo. They went after players to prove to Bobby they were serious about it and immediately are proving results. They were one of the few teams, honest to God, there might have been five teams in all of baseball, who actively, seemingly went after the offseason like they were trying to significantly improve their team. And so the results are paying off. I sure hope. Please, 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 please just get another win tonight so that we can like really take the sweat off. We don't even have to think about it, Gold. I don't need like a loss tonight and then a Twins win tomorrow and then tonight. And then I'm like, and now we're kind of back where we were. I don't need that stress.
It would make things a lot less stressful. But I'm with you. I mean, before Bobby got the contract extension, we were talking last November, December, January, whenever, about how the offseason could go and would I get a deal done. You know, I think we had JJ on at one point in February, maybe, or whatever, prior to the deal getting done, prior to the Super Bowl when it ultimately got done. And there were progress with talks and they were confident where things were going. But we said, hey, as much as it is about the Royals getting to the right dollar amount, which they did clearly. But also, yeah, they have to sell to Bobby Wood Jr. why he should sign with them, that he should be able to trust them to bill out a winner. I mean, yeah, I'm with you that their moves in the offseason obviously show that that was the case. And that's why we were saying just a day or so ago, like, this would be really, really sad, frankly, if this team would not get to the postseason after the year they've had, because they have pushed all the right buttons to get
correct.
There. The performance has been good enough for, I would say, 95% of the season to get there. And that 7-game losing streak that is now over, thank goodness, was looking like if that ball is not foul last night.
Oh, how did you feel for those 2.5 seconds that
Joey Gallo
made contact with that ball? Oh my God. Heart sunk.
I definitely let out an oh bleep when I saw that. I mean, what, 5 feet to the left, if that? Mm-hmm. It's a home run, and we're talking about them losing 8 in a row. And I'll be honest, if that would have happened, unfortunately it didn't, but if that would have happened, I probably would have said, oh, they're toast. They're done. I don't know how you come back from that.
You already lost 7 in a row, and then Gallo puts that thing into the stratosphere.
That thing is foul, and we know with Gallo, it's either a home run or it's a strikeout, and you got the strikeout.
I mean, the feeling when that sound hit the ball, and I was like, oh, no. You're just like, oh, God, please don't do this. I can't
That was going to be such a disgusting way to end it.
Dude, for Joey Gallo to come in and pinch hit. And the broadcast almost felt like they were setting it up for that, because he's like, ooh, straight. Like, Ryan Lefevre was like, ooh, man, 2 straight changeups. Don't miss one of those. Mm-hmm. Well, not to this guy.
Everybody knows what Gallo is. I mean, he's got massive power, but he also will strike out like crazy.
God, it would have. I'll be honest. It would have killed me. And it might have sent me to just like, I can't believe it. Because that is the most, I think that's the most into every single pitch I've watched a game all year, which is common, right? When you're talking about, you and I said that was a playoff game going into it. It felt that way. Every single second when they'd leave a guy on base or they'd strand a guy for the Nationals, I'm like, oh God, please just find some way. Just find some way. And they did it. So we can take a collective breath, at least for now.
No question. No question about that. I'm sure everybody in KC, if you were locked in the game, you slept a little bit better. My guess is the team slept a little bit better last night as well in the nation's capital. And they're back at it tonight. And hopefully, like, maybe there is still a chance, believe it or not, to also actually have some momentum even getting into the postseason, too. Like, the first task is getting in. But there is still a chance with 5 to go and after winning last night that all of a sudden you could find a way where we're sitting here on Monday on a positive end and be like, wow, you know what? They got a little momentum just like that. It's amazing how quickly baseball can change. So,
oh my God, I feel good about them.
For that to happen, it requires them to handle business again